have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Welcome aboard. I will be your captain. You'll be my scallywags. I don't know what that means, but you will be them. And here's how we play.
Thank you for your attention and welcome aboard.
Let's go.
This is the world of boating. Gregor, first mate. That is me. Hello, Barry the boater. Okay, so we're hoping to connect with Mike the Mariner. He's out boating. That's his excuse of why he's not on board with us today. So we'll give him a pass. I mean, that's the one excuse that actually works with this crew. And, but the reason he was out there boating, he's bringing his boat back from the Keys after doing some lobstering, I think. Isn't that the case?
It's his father's boat, which is like a beautiful center console, I think.
And it's right in there, that 20 to 30 foot range.
No, I think it's bigger than 30 feet. It's got three big engines on it.
Is it over 30? I didn't think it was over 30.
Yeah. I think it is.
Regardless, he has the boat.
But he sent me some stats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I forget where he had put it down in the Keys, whether it was Key Largo or Isla Mirada.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a 201 mile trip from where they were back up to Fort Pierce.
Right.
It took him because of the water. Remember, I was talking about how the wind's been coming from the west. It's flat out.
Yeah.
It's flat today. 2 hours and 2 minutes by boat.
He was hauling ass, wasn't he?
140 mile an hour average speed.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, how? Not 140. 40.
No, 40.
40, right.
Yeah. You said 40 100. Mile an hour. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's 201 miles. Maybe that was round trip, but no, I think that was it.
Well, regardless. Okay. He was doing like 45 or so.
So why do I like my little 17 foot boat?
Can't go that fast.
No. I can do about 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And I can travel about 80 miles on a tank. And
right.
I have a 21 gallon tank.
Yeah.
How much fuel did he use in this 201 mile trip?
Well, he had three engines on the back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 100 gallons.
197 gallons
of fuel.
Let's see. 197 times.
Here's
let's
the bean
say
counter.
$6 a gallon, which is $1,182 just in fuel cost.
Wait. Would it be $6 a gallon? That's not
if
that
you
high.
If you buy it at a marina.
Is it going that high right now? Down in South Florida?
It's been up there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to the Keys?
Well, he could have. Well, he was trailering it to the water, wasn't he?
No, I don't. No, he went from dock to dock. So wherever he was down in the Keys, all the way up to Fort Pierce.
Well,
that's how he got it.
Glad I'm not him. Yeah, he probably. Yeah. That's why he couldn't join us.
Those are expensive lobsters.
He had to go work a bar or sell his body or something to pay for the fuel.
I'll make sure that he knows you said that. But he did send some pictures.
Yeah,
I don't know why I don't. Oh yeah, they're on the other web page. I don't know. I guess you didn't look at our
Pictures of like his feet and like, hey, give me a dollar.
No, pictures of his boat and the engine, the console. The console's beautiful on this thing. It's like something like a computerized dashboard, something you'd find on an aircraft.
High tech. Yeah,
yeah.
He's kind of a techie in that regard. It's got the latest gadgets and stuff, I think. But the bottom line is, even though he burned a lot of fuel, he was pretty happy.
I think they were very happy. I didn't find out if they limited it out or not.
Did he say anything at all about that in the stats that he gave you? Like, well, so
no,
did you catch any lobster? Or he knew better
just
if he
the
said
boating. Oh,
they
this
limit.
Is the Florida Keys. If you can't catch lobsters there during mini season, you got issues.
Well, see, Mike the Mariner is smart in the sense that he knows if he says he limited out, then he knows I will expect some tail.
Okay.
And, so he probably is, playing mom because
which is why I said I caught one. So, I couldn't.
Yeah. Well, no, I can read Barry and see. Yeah. Barry, the thing is about Barry is when he catches lobster, he's braggadocious about it. He's not going to hold back.
No.
I limited out. No. You're not a very good liar.
You saw how many lobster I caught. I sent you a picture of them, all those tails laid out.
Yeah, those weren't yours. So I know.
Sure they were.
I know
you're came off my camera.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They had to be mine.
But I know Barry well enough to know he's a terrible liar.
Yes, and, I am.
So if he would have actually limited out, he would have been, we would have been getting so many pictures.
No.
Oh, you would be sending pictures of you eating them with butter dripping off each, you know, little morsel of lobster meat.
No, I had a whole list of people I had promised lobster tail for. So I need to go back out. And I plan on doing that in a few weeks.
Yeah.
I'm going to let regular season start next week and then give it another week or so for all the new ones to come into the apartments that are now open. Because there's vacancies everywhere in the holes that the other ones were already
in. But you let all your friends and family down, including me, because you didn't catch enough to share. So you have to go redeem yourself now.
I will. You're going to have to come down instead of making excuses like you have a stubbed toe or you're too tired from flying off the Oshkosh.
Yeah, well, that's just, the truth gets in the way of a great adventure sometimes, Barry. Mm-hmm. I know it seems like I live a charmed life.
And, it's a tough life.
And I do. I absolutely do. But, I have certain standards. I expect other people to supply me with lobster meat when I can't go get them myself.
Okay.
You had a mission, and you failed miserably.
No, I didn't. I enjoyed my bug.
Yeah, you only had one, though. That's like an appetizer, right?
Nope. It was fine.
Well, it was one tail. And by the way, how big was it, the one that you did catch?
It was legal.
Okay, that's all you're going to say? It was slightly
that's
over
That's all I'm going to say.
It was inches.
Legal. That's all. It was legal.
All right. 3 inches on its carapace.
Well,
the body.
That's the carapace. Yeah. Actually, they say you also have to measure the tail, but no one ever does that.
What? Who says that?
Read it. Read the law again. Read the rules again. There's two measurements. There's the carapace, which we all know is 3 inches.
Yeah.
Because that's what but if you ever look at that tool that the FWC use, which looks like a lobster gauge that could hurt someone, there's another measurement for the tail, too.
Hmm.
There is. I'll find out for the scuba show so you'll know what's going on.
Okay.
But again, the biggest thing, no boating accidents. Boats have to be careful when they're close in shore because there were a lot of flags out there. You could see them.
Right.
And they're hard to see because usually the beach divers, they don't have the big flags like the commercial boats. They have
to be at least, I believe, 18 inches.
I think it's 24. No, maybe it is 18.
I think it's 18.
Yeah, the
minimum.
Boats are 24 inches.
Okay,
But still, it's hard to see.
Mm-hmm.
You're out there, and there was a little bit of wave action, but not bad. Again, winds from the southwest, and it got worse in the afternoon. So,
yeah.
But there were less boats.
And once again, it opens up here like a week from today.
Yeah.
So, we got through mini season. Let's hope that carries on into the regular season. And if you're a boater and you're out on the water and you see a dive flag, you're supposed to maintain at least, 500 feet or something?
500 feet. Yeah, I think
and,
it's
And, the divers won't see the boats. They might hear them, but they ain't going to see them. So it's up to you as a boater to kind of steer clear of these dive flags. They're not an opportunity to check out the maneuverability of your vessel and go slaloming like a skier through those flags. That's not what they're there for. So make sure you know. Because trust me, it will ruin your day and your life.
Yeah.
If you have an encounter with a dive flag and a diver connected to it when you're on the boat, that'll be the end of your boating fun festivities for some time.
Yeah. So, a few people have been in trouble over that.
Yeah.
Not just with diving, just with regular people out here this year.
And you don't want to ruin your day out on the water. That's why you go out on the water, is have a good time. So just being aware of the situation, keeping your head on a swivel is going to keep it that way for you. Not just you, but the diver in the water as well. Okay, on that note, I think it's time to wrap it up and lecture Barry Moore on why he did not get me enough Florida spiny lobster tail. I'm actually a little hungry.
Money,
right now.
Money.
So that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle! cold-bitten swab.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.